here's a story from The World.
Schools across Mexico are closed because of the coronavirus, and millions of kids are dropping out because they don't have access to online learning. The World's Jorge Valencia found one solution in Mexico City at a local tortilla shop.
The conveyor belt at the Abuela Tortilla Mill is a little creaky after years of rolling out thousands of fresh tortillas every morning.
¿Cuántos kilos crees que vendemos al día?
One of the owners, Fernando Lozano, stops to think about exactly how many pounds they produce every day. I don't know, about 200 kilograms, he says, or roughly 440 pounds on the daily. That sounds about right for a neighborhood tortilla mill in a country where the tortilla is even more common than, say, bread is in the United States. It's a staple, Lozano explains. The tortilla in Mexico goes with everything, from street food to fine dining. And the Abuela Tortilla Mill toward the southern edge of Mexico City became a sort of community center a few months ago as Lozano and his wife dealt with a personal tragedy. In February, they lost a newborn baby. My baby died, and I was letting myself die, says Lozano's partner in life and in business, Dalia Davila. So when the pandemic started, they wanted to do something for someone other than themselves. They began giving out food to neighbors in need, and when they realized many children in the neighborhood had no access to the internet, they began letting kids sit in their pickup truck and connect to their Wi-Fi to do their homework. On a recent Wednesday, Davila calls out to the owner of the convenience store next door.
Él es el vecino. Él nos presta su patio.
Davila says the neighbor lets kids use his sidewalk for a pandemic version of physical education. She says the owner of the hardware store down the block gave them food, and the owner of a clothing store gave them face masks.
Todo héroe de Padierna se contagió. De empatía, de esperanza, de solidaridad.
The entire neighborhood became infected with empathy, hope, and solidarity, Davila says. Eventually, the owners of the Abuela Tortilla Mill set up a makeshift classroom. They took an empty storefront across the street and hooked it up with a television and a whiteboard and gave a few kids smartphones. Dominga Ortiz lives three blocks away and brings her children every day. My children aren't the only ones, Ortiz says. In fact, Mexico's education ministry estimates some 2.5 million students have dropped out of school since schools closed in March. And it's largely because they can't access their school materials.
Pues es un poco complicado porque pues no cuento yo con...
Ortiz says that in her family's case, it's not easy because they don't have the television or the internet to access the public school's distance learning program. That's the case for almost half the population in Mexico City, according to the most recent census. And in many cases, families face problems even more basic than connectivity.
Bueno, mi marido es electricista, pero pues ahorita no hay mucho.
Ortiz says work is hard to come by these days. She says she works cleaning houses, her husband is an electrician, and sometimes they don't have enough money to eat. She's doing her best, she says, to not let her children fall behind.
Hello.
When I visit the Abuela Tortilla Mill, three students have just wrapped up an English class with a volunteer tutor. They're learning greetings and numbers. 11-year-old Maria de la Luz Carreño asks me to count with her.
13, 14, 15.
Carreño says she's enjoying learning a new language. She says she also misses her math class.
Me gusta más las clases de matemáticas, las divisiones, multiplicaciones.
She says her favorite part of math was multiplying and dividing. And of course, she misses her classmates.
Yadira, Fernanda, Dulce, y Alessandra.
Carreño doesn't know how her classmates are managing to study. It's been hard to stay in touch. In the meantime, school for her is right here, across the street from the tortilla mill La Abuela. For The World, I'm Jorge Valencia in Mexico City.
Goodbye.